Paintings and sculpture by one of the biggest pop musicians of the 1960s are on view in Nashville through the end of this month. Herb Alpert, trumpet player, arranger, songwriter, record producer, and label executive, has been painting colorful abstract canvases for decades. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
I dare you. Listen to this music and don't grin. Herb Alpert made happy music. His band, the Tijuana Brass, consisted of seven musicians, not one of them Mexican. "We are four salamis, two bagels, and an American cheese," Alpert once said. But in 1966, when they played their so-called mariachi music at the White House, in the middle of the Vietnam War and Beatle and Rolling Stone mania, Lyndon Johnson's Postmaster General said, "I wish there were more like them and fewer of those weird and kooky groups." Herb Alpert started painting at the same time he was making his top of the charts Tijuana Brass music. The band sounds pink and orange with intermittent flashes of red. And Alpert's acrylic canvases at the Tennessee State Museum are also full of vivid pinks and fuchsias, pulsating blues, watermelon reds, plus nicely shaped chords of purples and lavenders.
I think there's a connection between painting and making music. You know, like I'm looking for composition and harmony, and I'm romantic, so I like that lyrical feeling. So I'm looking for all those things. And it's been working out, you know, really well for me. I started when I was, you know, traveling with the Tijuana Brass in the 60s, going to museums, and just I fell in love with art. I mean, not necessarily modern art, just art in general, just looking at the great masters, and learned a lot from just watching.
Had you done that as a child? Had you been taken around by your parents to different museums to just look at art?
No, not really. I was, you know, new to it. But I just fell in love quickly.
In Amsterdam with the band, Herb Alpert thought he'd check out a famous 17th century Dutch painter, even though in reproduction his work looked depressing, gloomy to Alpert. Still, he popped into the Rijksmuseum to see the Rembrandts.
I said, "Wow, is this unbelievable?" I mean, so what a difference. I mean, it was just a real awakening for me.
What did you see?
It looked alive. It looked like it was being illuminated from behind, and there was hardly a light on it.
Little glints, little specks of white in the eyes, or things that just made it gleam.
It was just living. It was just, you know, a master at his best.
Rembrandt's palette is darkly rich in browns and velvets. Herb Alpert's paint vibrates with bright color. Mexico was an influence on Alpert's colors and his music. He grew up in Los Angeles, but didn't go south of the border until he was 27.
1962, I saw my first bullfight. It was one of those spectacular moments that just left an indelible impression on me. I went home and tried to translate the feeling of the afternoon, not the sounds. I was just trying to get the feeling of the afternoon, and that's what was my pursuit with the Tijuana Brass. In 1962, most of the yada yada in the record business was about where's the hook. You know, they were talking about, you know, in the bridge, there's something you can, it's very familiar, and when you hear the record once, you feel like singing it. And that's if you have a lyric, and it's certainly much easier to sell a lyric than it is to sell an instrumental. So I was thinking about where's the hook. How about just having this grand entrance and having a bunch of olays right in the front of the record, and that'll be my hook, you know. So I had an engineer friend who did have a tape of, you know, like 40,000 people yelling olays from the arena in Tijuana, and we put it in the front.
The Lonely Bull was the very first recording by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. It sold a million copies, and led to 34 record albums, 7 Emmys, 14 platinum, and 15 gold records. The band rivaled Elvis Presley. Its sales were right up there with the Beatles. Alpert also co-founded A&M Records, which recorded The Carpenters, Suzanne Vega, Wes Montgomery, Sting. In 1989, Alpert sold A&M for $500 million. He's been a theater producer, invested in Angels in America and Jelly's Last Jam. And the Herb Alpert Foundation helps bring art to young people. Now, at 66, Herb Alpert is still living a life in art.
I'm painting for my own pleasure, to tell you the truth. It's kind of a bonus that people are responding to what I'm doing now, but I'd be doing it. I wake up early in the morning and I read a little, and then I start painting in my studio, and then I'll warm up some wax and twist a few pieces, spend some time doing that.
For your sculpture.
Right, mm-hmm. And then grab the horn and do some scales. I mean, I just really involved in the right side of my brain most of the day.
Herb Alpert, Music for Your Eyes, a retrospective of some 115 paintings and sculptures, is on view through the end of September at the Tennessee State Museum in Nashville. In December, it travels to the Virginia Beach Institute of Contemporary Art. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.